have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. Hey, 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 that's what we're doing. We're moving the needle. This is Dr. Cause. Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency. Hey, in the last few episodes, we've been going through the classic work by Charles Hanel called the Master Key System, specifically Part 7, which has to do with visualization, using our faculty of imagination to create the life we would love to live. We've been going through this. I've been calling this series Visioneering, so you can find it easily and go back to it and listen to it over and over again. Get the book, study the book. You know, books weren't meant for us to just read them, put them back on the shelf and say, oh, that was good. We got to study them. The knowledge does nothing. It's the doing, the applying, it's the comprehension and the understanding. And we get that through spaced repetition, meaning we go back again and again and again. Look at my mentor and my personal coach, Bob Proctor. He's been studying Think and Grow Rich, the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, for 58 years. He's 85 years old, and still he studies that book every single day. All right, let's get right to it today. I am wrapping this up today one way or another. Doesn't mean that we're not going to be talking about visualization moving forward, because that's all part, a big part, I say one of the biggest parts, in making manifest that which we'd like to see experienced in our life. But this particular part, Part 7, contains 31 points, and we left off last time on 25, so we're going to get through the next six if I get going right now. Number 6 talks about a difficult problem for many, and I see this all the time on social media. It doesn't work. It didn't work. It doesn't work for me. And that's a little bit what we're going into today. Point 26 says, this is a difficult problem for many. We are too anxious. We manifest anxiety, fear, distress. We want to do something. We want to help. We are like a child who has just planted a seed and every 15 minutes goes and stirs up the earth to see if it is growing. Of course, under such circumstances, the seed will never germinate. And yet, this is exactly what many of us do in the mental world. There are laws, many, many, many laws of manifestation. I always tell you that the law of attraction is a secondary law, and it is. It's an effect. We live in a cause and effect universe. This is talking about the law of germination. And depending on what that dream is, what that goal is, what that life that we would love to live looks like, there is a period where that thought seed has to germinate and move from just an idea to the fantasy to the theory, drop down into the fertile soil of our subconscious mind, where the repetition, where the belief, where the faith waters and nourishes that. And we have to get rid of the old paradigms. That's another talk for another show. So that's what the problem is. We do that. We keep running in the kitchen to see if the water's boiling. We keep stirring up the pot to see if the seed is growing. And we complain that nothing happens. So what happens? We shift. We shift our energy and attention. That's what this one's talking about. Number 27, we must plant the seed and leave it undisturbed. Now, this does not mean that we are to sit down and do nothing. By no means. We will do more and better work than we have ever done before. New channels will constantly be provided. New doors will open. All that is necessary to have an open mind is to have an open mind, be ready to act when the time comes. So we just don't sit on the couch and affirm, plant the seed that, oh, I'm a millionaire now, and then just sit there, wait for the postman to bring $1 million to our door. We plant the seed, we take action, we move in the direction of our dream, but we leave the seed planted. We don't disturb it, we don't keep score, we don't go stir up the fertile soil. We do what is ours to do, holding that as a dominant thought. As we hold it as a dominant thought and it starts to germinate and take some root, what this point is saying is circumstances, conditions, and situations will move in to support us. Providence moves when we make that commitment to that idea, to that seed thought. 28 says, thought force is the most powerful means of obtaining knowledge, and if concentrated on any subject, will solve the problem. Nothing is beyond the power of human comprehension. But in order to harness thought force and make it do your bidding, work is required. Yeah, we have to do something. We have to take action. It's thought, word, and action, right? And the answers are going to be found within us. And we're going to approach that when we get to number 30. Number 29, remember that thought is the fire that creates the steam that turns the wheel of fortune upon which your experiences depend. We have to be mindful of our thoughts day in and day out. You hear me say all the time, we have 50 to 60,000 thoughts. We must guard them. This goes way, way, way back. Science and theology will tell you the same thing. We find it in the Bible, in the Quran, in the Bhagavad Gita, and everything. You have to guard your thoughts. Guard your thoughts. Our thoughts can shift our vibration, our thoughts can shift our attention, our thoughts can shift what we attract, our thoughts can alter our mood and our feelings and our emotion. 30, ask yourself a few questions and then reverently await the response. Do you not now and then feel the self with you? Do you assert the self or do you follow the majority? Remember that majorities are always led, they never lead. It was the majority that fought tooth and nail against the steam engine, the power loom, and every advance or improvement ever suggested. Now, this book was written a long time ago, so the steam engine was coming about, but there was people that fought against that, you know, saying, you're out of your mind, you're crazy. Or the power loom. A loom is a weaving machine, if you're younger and you're not familiar with that term. And that work was all done mechanically or by hand. And people fought against those advances. They didn't want to change. So we don't, what this one's saying is we don't want to follow the herd. And I saw a post this morning asking question after question of question of a group of people that don't really know. I mean, everything, all the wisdom, all the answers that we seek can be found within us. We have to sit in the quiet, sit in the silence, know, believe that we will receive the answers, and we will. I have always said wisdom, inspiration, and guidance is always available to us, will always come to us when we believe wisdom, inspiration, and guidance will come to us. And we have to sit in the silence and go to that inner counselor that knows. That's what this is talking about when it says, do you not now and then feel the self with you? That's the higher self, the higher mind, divine mind, if you will. That access to infinite wisdom and infinite intelligence is within us. We don't access that outside of ourselves. This is so important to know, to realize, to understand, and to believe and have faith in this. This is your power. You are so powerful. You don't have to run around asking people that don't know. Okay? That's like going and asking my grandma why is the check engine light on in my car rather than asking a mechanic. You've got to go within and ask the master mechanic, okay? You have to ask the mind, the infinite intelligence, okay? That's what 30 is saying. And finally, 31. It says, for your exercise this week, visualize your friend. See him or her exactly as you last saw him or her. See the room, the furniture. Recall the conversation. Now see his or her face. See it distinctly. Now talk to him or her about some subject of mutual interest. See their expression change. Watch them smile. Can you do this? All right, you can. Then arouse their interest. Tell them a story of adventure. See their eyes light up with a spirit of fun and excitement. Can you do all of this? If so, your imagination is good. You are making excellent progress. Really, what 31 is calling us to do is to exercise. We have to exercise our mental faculties, all of them. We have predominantly 6 mental faculties: perception, memory, imagination, reason, intuition, and will. And for this part that we've been going through in this series of these last few podcast episodes, we've been focusing on visualization using the faculty of our imagination. Pick up some books by Neville. Study Neville. This is our divine canvas. Our imagination is where we create first the world, the life we would love to live. And our substance, what we get to draw from to create that picture, that image and likeness of how we would like our life to look, is unlimited. We can draw on this universal, ever-present substance and build in every element of the life we would love to live, the dream that we want to make manifest, the goal that we wish to achieve. We can all do this and put it together in the power of our imagination. Then we hold it there with our dominant thoughts, never wavering, seeing ourselves alive in the vision, visualizing this every morning and every night and at times through the day whenever it's safe to do so. And we hold it, and it must come to pass. Isn't that exciting? I think that's just so exciting because I've modeled and demonstrated this in my life. I have done this, and I continue to do this. And I'm always holding something next, something more, something greater, a greater, grander unfoldment of all that I am. We live in a spiral universe, always pulling us to more and greater good. That expression of the divine pressing out through us, wanting to experience this life in, as, and through us. And we're the only ones that can give it expression in the way that we can give it expression, from our uniqueness. Wow, this is fascinating. Get excited about you. Get excited about what you're about to create. Get excited about your vision. Get excited as you visualize every day, because your excitement and enthusiasm is the feeling that's going to hold that dominant and cause it to drop into the subconscious mind like a seed planted in fertile soil. Your belief, your faith, your knowing, your understanding of these laws is what's going to nurture that seed and make it manifest, never wavering, by guarding your thoughts, not stirring up the dirt, not checking on it every 5 seconds to see if the water's boiling. Ah, this is the way. This is the way. And I tell people, tell me what you want, and I'll show you how to get it, because it's all done by law. What do you want? Hey, let's have a conversation. You know, this is much, much easier to go through when you have a coach or a mentor. I would love to help you. Look at the lineage that I would bring to you. There's Andrew Carnegie. Andrew Carnegie, who tutored, coached, mentored Napoleon Hill. Napoleon Hill mentored, coached, tutored Earl Nightingale. Earl Nightingale tutored, mentored, and coached Mr. Bob Proctor. And Mr. Bob Proctor's my mentor and coach. So, pretty powerful stuff. Not to mention my credentials, too, as a doctor of holistic life coaching and other advanced degrees in the metaphysical sciences. So I'm well qualified to help you. But you, like our lesson said today, you have to step out. You have to take action. You have to reach out, make a comment, make an appointment, send me an email, call me on the phone. You can do that. You want my number? If you're serious, if you are dead serious, if you are willing and you are able to commit and make the commitment right now, and you want to talk about this, I mean, you're ready to make a commitment to your dream, your life, and the life you would love to live, call me. Call me at 248-939-1472. If you're ready, really ready to make a step forward and commit to you. Hey, this is Dr. Cause. We're wrapping up the series today on visioneering, visualization. Go back and listen to every single one that's titled. Go back to listen to all of them. This is good stuff that I'm putting out there, and it's not costing you a dime. This series on visioneering is very, very powerful to move you from where you are to where you want to be. Visioneering, visualizing, using the power of our imagination to move the needle to get you to where you want to be, all the way from point A to your pot of gold, somewhere over the rainbow, however you decide it, you can do this. This is Dr. Cause, Dr. Cause and Effect, and you've been listening to the Genesis Frequency. I am so grateful, wishing you an infinitely spectacular day.